you like it when things are happening? You know, I like it when things are happening. If things don't happen at my house, I move something, change something, shift something. I'm the shiftiest person you know. The other, right after Christmas, you know, I took the tree down on the 26th of December. I said to Wayne, you mind if, let's move the furniture. I love that. Just love that. I can't stand it. Things are stale. We can't move on with God. Things are stale. So if things aren't moving in the spirit, I move them in the physical. So I said, is there anything at all you wouldn't want to move? Because we have a grand piano. It's heavy, heavy, heavy. I was given a chance to say anything but the piano, but he didn't say that. So I said, well, I'm thinking about moving the piano. So we shifted it all, and I was one happy person. I moved the lamps. I moved the end tables. I have a multitude of sofas. I moved the sofas. It's not that we have a large house. We have a small house, everything close together. And since it's just Wayne and I and the dog, that works out okay for us. Sometimes God wants to shift things. He wants to change things in your life. We have to be alert in the spirit to hear from him and then to obey. Now, I don't know why we're slow to obey. Maybe you're one of those speedy, obedient person, but usually I have to think about it and ponder it, even after walking with God all these years, because some things I'm not interested in. Has that happened to you? And yet we're told to crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we're going to run the race with God, we're going to run in discipline. And one of the chief disciplines is to keep the flesh under. Paul said, I keep my flesh under. He said, I don't want to preach to you and then I myself be a castaway. So what he was preaching, what he was teaching, he had to follow himself. And he said, we're running to win. King James says to obtain. Most translators say to win. So when we're talking about running a race, we're running to win. Well, sometimes we're not in position to win. And you know who helps us? Almighty God. My, he helps us. And that's what the chastening of the Lord is. It's simply the help of God to get you in a position to win. Now it says in Hebrews 12, chapter 1, therefore. Wherefore, the King James says, a wherefore and a therefore about the same thing. Therefore, that connects it to the great hall of fame in Hebrews 11, which talks about Abel and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and Gideon and some others. Men and women who heard from God, obeyed God, ran the race with faith and patience, and won. And that's God's will for every single one of us. He doesn't want any of us to lose out. Any of us to struggle through life, come to the end of life, and not being able to say with Paul, you know, Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. He ran the race with patience. He came to the end of the course. He knew he had done the thing that God called and asked him to do. He said, I have finished. You know, sometimes if we don't hear from God, we don't make the changes that are necessary to finish. And then we'd have to say, I almost finished. I wanted to finish. I tried to finish. I came a little short. Hope it didn't come too short. And we want to what? Finish. And in the parable, well done, thou good and faithful servant, that's really finishing the course, coming to the end of the day, the end of life, 70 and if by reason of strength, 80 years, and being able to say, I finished. I finished. Now in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, everybody's watching you run your race. You needn't think you're going to run in secret. We're going to notice what you are or are not doing. And so many times people are inclined to help you, but you don't pay much attention to their help unless God sends them. God speaks to you and God sends people to speak to you from time to time. Otherwise, everybody else you can just ignore. Isn't that good news? More than once I said, really? Well, I'll think about it. That was the end of that. I thought, shoo, that's not right. We don't have to obey the voices of men. God doesn't want to tell you about me. He wants to tell me about me. He'd only tell you about me if he couldn't get through to me. You know, he'd keep trying to get through to me and keep trying to get through to me. Because he wants to talk to me. He wants me to make the shifts, me to make the changes. Chastening is the changes that are necessary in order to run the race and finish the course. Come to the end of the way, and God will be able to say, well done. Now it says, everybody's watching. A great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us. We have a race. We have a vision, a goal given to us by Almighty God as individuals and corporately as the body of Christ in this place. We're going to run towards that goal, run with that vision, and we're going to run steadfastly. That's patience. It's keeping on, never veering off course.